Oh, are we starting right away?
No, we're, what do you mean? Yes.
Oh, you got us right into it. Okay.
You have to go get Prozac for your dog.
I do. I have to go to the vet to pick up my dog Prozac. Okay. welcome to the Tough Questions Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Sheen, with his co-host, Tim McLaughlin.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day.
All right. Great job, Tim. Nice little intro. And then we're here with today's guest, Molly Brenner. Is it Brenner? Brenner?
It's Brenner, yeah.
I had it right.
Yeah, we're very close.
Nailed it. All right, Molly, you had no idea what you're getting into, huh?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You didn't listen to the pod ahead of time to figure it out?
Didn't listen. Coming in blind.
I ran out of time. I listened to the first 5 minutes of the last episode.
Oh, okay. Who was that?
Bobby Condon.
Bobby Condon. Oh, okay. Bobby was a real pill. All right. So, did you get the gist? You got to answer these questions. Don't be funny. Don't try to work in your little bits.
Okay.
You know, just give me honest to the best of your abilities. Take me there. Tim will be the funny one.
I'll be funny. Jeff tried to be funny last episode and failed miserably a bunch of times.
I did.
But you are getting scored out of 10.
Yeah, you get scored out of 10.
I'm getting scored out of 10. Mm-hmm. What's the 10 based on?
Yeah, it's how I feel you did.
I think
you did a nice job answering the questions. If you get below a 5, no plugs.
You don't get to plug anything.
Shamefully, just leave the podcast. We don't need to say your Instagram or nothing.
I totally understand.
Above a 5, you get to do your plugs.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
We got a pass-fail situation going on over here.
Yeah. Gary, who you just ran into on the way out, who just did an episode, 9 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Gary did a fantastic job.
Gary opened his damn heart to us on the pod. I thought he was going to start crying at one point.
Did you really?
No, but...
Oh, okay.
We haven't had anyone cry yet, and I think that will be the only time we get a 10.
If we get some tears,
yeah,
that would be huge.
I mean, I don't make the scores, but I know that will go a long way in your book, Jeff.
Yeah, or if I get punched.
Oh, yes.
That would also be a nice reaction.
I mean, we just got to have Shane Torres on for that to happen.
He'll definitely punch me. He's punched me before.
Yeah, I've seen him do it.
Hit me in the arm. It hurt.
I said, Shane, no. He's so weak.
Yeah, he's a slight bully. Molly, Shane's a bully.
Okay. I'm not going to punch you.
Take that away. If you leave this podcast, just leave knowing Shane Torres, known bully.
Known bully. Everyone thinks he's soft because he came up in the Portland scene, but he actually beat the shit out of everyone there and bullied him around.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ma. All right, Ma, you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to get in here?
I'm ready. So don't be funny.
Let's see,
from the heart.
Be honest. Okay. Yeah, I just want to hear some honest questions.
Am I allowed to pass?
Honest answers. Can you pass? Sure, but it'll dock your score.
It fucks with your score for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it'll definitely hurt you.
Okay.
First question. This one, hey, let's just start here. This is a fun one. I want to start fun. 3 wishes from a genie. What are your 3?
Okay.
Can you wish for more wishes?
No, none of that. None of that foolery.
All right.
Okay, that was going to be my
Aladdin
first question.
Rules. Aladdin rules.
Yeah, Aladdin rules.
Okay, what would I actually wish for?
Yeah, 3.
I would wish for a slightly better apartment.
What? Slightly better?
Yeah, I don't
need... You could have very better.
Wow. You could have... You could have a whole ass home in the Hamptons.
You could have,
I know.
Wishes.
I don't believe in sudden upgrades. Oh, I want just a slight step up. Yeah.
So you want like your oven not to like jingle back and forth.
I want the shower to drain properly. Oh. I want a little bit more light. I want to repaint. I want it repainted.
Okay. I'm going to put this in parentheses, holding self back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good call. Okay.
I don't need to go straight to a mansion, I want one level up.
Okay.
In my apartment.
One level up, slightly better apartment. All right, so you're there now. You got to do more.
Now I'm there. Now
so let's say, so you pay $1,800 a month now. You want a $2,800 apartment.
I want to go up to $3,000 a month.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But no more.
Wow, of course, no more. You don't deserve more.
No. No.
That's what the genie would say.
Yeah.
Oh, you want in-unit laundry? No way.
No,
I have a realistic genie.
All right.
But then, in building laundry could be, you'd still have to pay for it, of course.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, I want that too.
All right,
that's accepted.
And then in the apartment, I want 2 cats that cuddle together.
Okay, is this the next wish or is this just part of the slightly upgraded?
This is the next wish.
You want 2 cats that cuddle with each other.
I can't think of like big wishes.
Give me
real wishes.
Yeah.
Okay, real wishes.
You want cats that you can use and put on Instagram for likes?
Well, I want them to be my cats.
You want? Well, of course.
Well, of course, I'm going to post them on Instagram. Yeah.
So you, but that's a wish.
Okay, I'll do a better wish. Give me a better wish. Okay.
I'm going to about to set off the funny alarm with this cat answer.
Oh, no.
Sounds like you're trying to be a little humorous.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to think of a real wish.
All right, give me a real one.
Although I really do want the cats.
Well, you can buy them.
Okay, yeah. I'll buy the cats. I wish for... I wish for no noises coming out of cell phones in public ever again.
Oh.
That is a good wish.
Okay, that's good.
That is something I feel extremely passionate about. All of my friends know that I'm on the brink of offing myself because of cell phone
noises.
So no
one FaceTiming their friends loudly?
No videos, no text alerts.
Okay, what about what about when you're on the subway and they play the music, but it's not through their phone? Does that count as well?
That counts. I don't want that ever again.
Okay, so you don't want that either.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, you can assume it's probably connected to the phone somehow.
Yeah, I'm just saying if they get a loophole where they don't connect it to their phone, but they connect it to like a Zune or whatever.
A Zune?
Yeah.
I want no technology noises in public ever again.
Okay, all right. We'll put down technology. Yeah. Write down all your answers, by the way.
Okay.
Because if we do a Patreon after this episode, after you leave, and then we talk about you and your answers behind your back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's at patreon.com/toughquestions. And if you sign up for the Patreon, you get to ask Jeff a question that he has to answer on the Patreon. And you can also ask a question that will be answered by one of our guests in an upcoming episode. So if you want to ask an upcoming guest a question, or if you need something you have to know from Jeff, you can sign up at patreon.com/toughquestions.
Wow, look at you. You're a professional.
Thanks.
All right.
I need the money, bro. I'm broke.
Yeah, you are. You are incredibly poor.
Hey, move into my slightly better apartment. I thought of my last wish.
Okay, all right, last wish.
I wish for two different lives that I get to live simultaneously. One.
Like what are we talking, like a severance type deal?
Yeah, but not dark. Okay. Not dark or sad in any way. One where I work really hard and am really successful, and one where I completely do nothing all the time.
Oh, I see.
And then you can what? You can switch back and forth?
Yeah, I can switch back and forth, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah, that is like a severance type deal.
So
the hit show on Amazon or Apple Plus.
Apple TV, yeah.
You want a Tim Micah situation. Where Michael works incredibly hard and is very successful, and then I just kind of do whatever I want and fail.
Yeah, I want to do both. Yeah. I want to be both of you.
Oh, okay. And you can switch. All right, that's actually pretty interesting. What a wish.
That is a fun wish.
That is a fun wish.
But it's better than cats that cuddle, I can tell you that.
I was buying time to think of real ones. But in each life, I don't want to have the desire to, like, in the hardworking life, I don't desire to chill, and in the chilling life, I don't desire to work.
Well, I think as soon as you desire to chill, you just switch right over to the other one.
Yeah.
And that you just keep robotically working harder.
Right, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, all right. That's actually a fun one. If I get the choice, I might steal that from you.
Okay, yeah, steal it.
All right, let's see here. All right, let's just do this one then. Since you brought up, you have another life, you don't think you work hard enough or something. Let's see
or
here.
Something.
Yeah, you're something going on there.
Jeff, you're a good host. You're paying attention to the questions.
Yeah, I really am involved. Yeah, I'm listening.
Thanks for listening.
What do you think the void is that drives you to want fame?
Oh.
Interesting question. Yeah.
Was this custom written for me? Uh-huh. Or do you
Jeff writes all of those are custom written for different comedians.
Really?
Uh-huh, everybody I write, I'm written in the morning. Yeah,
Jeff,
Gary
did you get Gary to sign his page?
I forgot.
Make Molly sign hers right now so Molly, we can start.
Right there.
Okay.
We're starting to get signatures. A guy asked us on our Patreon if we started getting signatures from the comedians.
Then we can sell this for thousands.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm going to tell you right now, Gary didn't even remember meeting me.
No, he did. He goes, I know Molly. I don't know if she knows me. So he was being very nice and pretending.
And I did the same thing because he was like, nice to meet you. And I was like, okay, I'll go with it. And I was like, nice to meet you.
You both did the same thing to each other.
Gary did say that he had met you, but I think he was giving you the out in case you didn't remember him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, my memory is really declining. I can't remember anyone anymore. Yeah.
Well, you're getting older.
Getting older, yeah.
Oh, you should have asked for that. That would have been a good wish.
Yeah.
Too late.
It's okay. So once you fill the void with fame and our notebook is worth a ton of money.
Yeah.
But why do you need to do it?
Okay. Yeah. Wait, so you think I want to be famous?
If you're in stand-up comedy, odds are
Mm-hmm. I think that, I mean, obviously I talk about this in therapy. I kind of trace it back to like moving as a child.
You moved a lot. Moved,
we moved once when I was six.
Just one time. Yeah.
It was a doozy though.
What a move.
Yeah. Where'd you move from and to?
We moved from Cleveland to the Bay Area.
Well, that's a big move.
It's a big move.
Yeah. Move from a fucking dog shit town to a nice place on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good move, but still a move.
Right.
Yeah. Did you guys move when you
moved? No.
Okay. I moved houses. I grew up five houses down from David Letterman's childhood home, and then I moved to a different house in the same city.
Okay.
So, no.
Yeah, moving cities. In my first day at the new school during lunch, I just stood in the middle of the playground alone for the entire time.
Oh no.
And it was the worst. worst experience of my life. Actually, it was so lucky though, because the next day this girl just came over to me at the beginning of lunch and she was like, "I'm gonna hang out with you today."
Oh,
and she like completely saved me. So it didn't last that long, but I think that I trace it back to that one day. I'm still making up for the loneliness of
A pretty strong core memory if it's still in there.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you a single time I stood by myself in grade school.
I couldn't tell you a single thing I did at six.
Yeah, bad memory. I think you got a good memory. It's taking up space.
I mean, I think a couple of these got rid of that memory, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm drinking myself to stupidity.
So you stood in the playground alone, new city, San Francisco, and a void just created.
I think there were a couple other things too. I think I skipped second grade because
never got to know anyone.
I was making friends in first. I actually became like popular in first grade.
And then it was snatched.
And then it was snatched because I was too smart. And because we moved. Wow. So it was like I was like a little older than everyone.
Oh. People in Ohio start school later or earlier. I don't remember.
Yeah. And then I did another reset. And then I finally made a best friend in fourth grade, and then she moved away.
Oh.
So I had three resets in my developmental years. So I was lonely a lot.
That's what it was. Okay, that's another
key. So now I need to be famous.
You got a taste. You got a small taste as a child of popularity.
Yeah.
Snatched from you.
I know what this was like in first grade, but what if the world loved me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you've been chasing that dragon ever since, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, I got to tell you, it'll never be filled.
No.
No, even that's finally set in for me. Yeah.
We watch our famous friends lollygag around the world. Sad. They're sad deep inside.
Do you think they're sadder than the non-famous people?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think famous people are sadder than regular people.
Even the other day, Jeff Sheen was talking about it. He was like, "Not for me."
Oh, yeah. I've seen a bit of it. I'm like, you know what? I don't think I want it.
It's exhausting.
Oh, it's exhausting. You know, I hope you get it one day. But
same to you. Yeah.
Filled with empty gestures. Oh, my goodness. All right. So you got a taste. Now you're an addict. Sad to see, but hopefully you get it. What about this one? We'll move on. When your family loves you the most?
Oh,
What? Was that a question?
Yeah, who in your family loves you the most?
Oh, who in my family loves me the most?
Yeah, and follow up, why not the others?
Oh, yeah. That's a great follow-up.
Yeah. So.
Oh, God. I mean, pass, but.
You're going to pass?
You're going to pass?
No, I want to get a high score.
Here, I'll answer for me.
Okay.
My mom loves me the most, and she tells me, "I love you the most. I don't love anyone as much as you." And I've ruined Christmas three times.
Oh, no.
And my mom's still like, "This guy's got it."
Yeah.
You ruined Christmas three times?
Yeah. threw up all over my childhood bed when I was 30, and my mom got very upset, kept telling everyone at different gatherings.
Oh,
she goes, he's 30 years old. And I go, we all know how old I am, dumbass. She goes, threw up all over the bed. I was like, I was drunk. And then my brother got banned from a casino, and he got a big letter saying that he was banned. And I had it framed, and I gave it to him, and he threw a fucking fit about it.
That's funny.
Listen, man. I know it's funny. That's why I fucking did it. And everyone I've told is like, yeah, that's funny. Your brother's being a bitch. And I have come to my brother, and my dad took his side for some fucking reason. And I've come to them with anecdotal evidence from hundreds of people who have agreed that it is funny. And they will not budge. They're like, it is not funny.
Ugh.
And then what was the third time I ruined Christmas? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Your family is so different from
mine. Oh, yeah. That's an Indiana family. I can tell you,
my sister and I have neither been banned from a casino.
Oh.
Or thrown up. Was it thrown up from drinking?
Yes, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. I came back to town. All my friends were excited to see me. They bought me a bunch of drinks. I barfed all over the bed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my family like barely even drinks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one of them love you the most?
Yeah.
I really don't want to answer. All equal.
No, all equal?
We have
everyone's even.
Everyone's wow. even. My parents right. have a great marriage. We could just have a classic loving, normal family.
Okay, everyone loves Molly completely equally to everyone else.
Actually, I think my mom loves her granddaughter the most now.
Yeah.
She's very cute. My okay. little niece. I think I'm out. I think I'm number two now.
Oh, okay. Can I say my... no, I don't want to answer. Give me the next question. I'll take the five and below.
Yeah, yeah. All right, big negative there. Okay, let's wow. see.
Wow. Oh, you really are keeping score.
Oh, you better believe. Oh, I my God.
Okay. Jeff, there's notes. You're going to... That's okay.
Let's see here. What about this one? Oh, okay. What's the most romantic date you've been on?
Oh,
we got it here.
What's the most romantic date I've been
oh,
on?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Take me there.
Can You're... I count someone who, like, we never ended up, like, really dating?
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. It's yeah. just one date. We don't need a series. It's just one date, the yeah. most romantic one.
It didn't need to lead to nothing.
Okay.
You could have just used this poor man for his money and gifts.
No, he was poor.
But this has been, oh, this is probably very romantic. I'm excited.
Yeah.
He spent his life savings on this date, it sounds like.
Yeah, on our first date, he was like, how about we split it and I'll cover tip?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go on a date with Jeff?
Yeah, that's all I got to do.
Would you do that?
Yo, absolutely, I would do something like that.
Jeff goes Dutch on everything.
Yeah.
No, this one had made a big mark on me. My friends are really sick of hearing about this guy. It made a big mark on me because it was like the first person I ever met online.
Oh, it's an
and wow. first person I ever really like went on an adult date with.
Oh, okay.
And it was like my first internet date, and I was like, this is back when it was like, oh my God, like meeting people online is weird. Like, oh, this guy could murder me.
The
like,
early 2010s?
It was the early 2010s.
Wow.
Good guess. Thank you.
I was just going back and figuring out when I was bullying people for doing that.
Right. And then he ended up being, like, really cool and attractive. And nice. For our second date, he was like, come over, I'll cook for you.
Oh, and wow. this is the date?
This is the date, okay, yeah. Tell me about this date. And he lived in, like, the Italian neighborhood.
Little know? Italy?
Yeah. And so it was all like Italian and like romantic, you know, like walking yeah. there.
Uh-huh. I was Amore like, was in the air.
Amore was in the air. Mm-hmm. It was like when the moon hits the sky.
Oh, sure. I'm going to bang this guy.
Absolutely. You got him.
He was like such a 2010s like hipster. Mm-hmm. And he like when I got there, it was all like candlelit. And he was like had a real record player.
Oh, I was just about to ask what vinyl he put on.
Yeah, he put on vinyl. And I like pretended to know the artist. I was like, oh yeah, I love this band.
I love Yola Tango. Yeah.
And then he made me a mix while I was there.
Oh, like a mix.
Wow. A mixtape like a girl in high school would
do? He made me like a mix CD.
Oh, wow. A mix CD. Cool. Holy smokes. This guy was really putting it all out there.
He really put it out there. Yeah.
What did he make for dinner?
Pasta.
Pasta, oh, nice. Of course. A nice pasta. All right. Anything else about this date that was nice and romantic?
We made out.
Yes.
Just a nice makeout. All right.
Nice. A guy puts out that many candles and gets some pasta going, you got to make out with him a little.
Yeah.
Hell, I would have done it.
Oh. Yeah.
But it was like, it was all like new to me. I'd never been on a date like that. You know, I was like, ooh, this is what adults do.
Yeah. Woman in the city type stuff.
Yeah, sex in the city.
And your friends are like, this is a stranger from the internet. Do not go to his house.
Oh, I texted like three friends his address. I was like, this is where I am. My friend was like checking in on me.
I love that. Didn't work out for you, huh?
Didn't work out. He quickly kind of dropped off.
Oh, yeah.
He dropped off?
He put all his eggs in the romantic dinner basket, and then it turns out he was a snarky hipster bitch?
Yeah, he was like, that was how I learned what breadcrumbing was.
Breadcrumbing?
You've never heard of breadcrumbing?
Oh, wait, is that when you leave something at someone's apartment?
No, that's leaving something at someone's
apartment. That's leaving, wait, no, but,
that's the thing, isn't it, where you like leave something and you go, oh, I gotta come back and get it.
Wait, is breadcrumbing, he's giving you a little bit?
He gives you just a little bit of hope, like, he'll, you know, text you like once every couple weeks being like, no, I really want to see you again or something.
Oh, that's breadcrumbing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was called breadcrumbing.
They named everything these days.
I told a friend of ours that he needed to stop doing that, and that's why women hated him. But I didn't know that.
Wait,
that was,
who was it? What was his name?
I can't say on the pod. But Jeff knows him.
Yeah, I think
you
I know
who it is.
Yeah, I probably guess.
Will you tell me?
I'll tell you after the pod. Just remind me. But
breadcrumbing's love bombing. That was another one.
Love bombing. But this person would love bomb and then breadcrumb.
Oh,
he. Wait, they got your guy or my guy?
Yeah. My guy.
Would your guy do the same?
Yeah, he kind of love bombed a little bit and then he breadcrumbed. Yeah.
It sounds so silly.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's love bombing and breadcrumbing.
I know. Freaking breadcrumbing, bum ass love bombing.
Oh boy. All right. Well, if we're there now, we're in the realm of dating. What are 10 things?
10?
I thought it'd be funny to do 10.
Jesus. All right.
10 things you need in a partner.
Oh, 10?
Yeah, 10.
Dear Lord.
Can some of them be like guesses, but like I'm open to being wrong?
I don't know. Just give me 10.
I have the perfect girlfriend, I think.
Yeah.
And I can't even think of 10 things that I like about her.
Hey, this is a tough question. It's got to be hard. I figured 10 would be hard.
Oh, God.
10 is so hard.
10 is really hard.
Oh, it's easy.
Also, my answer is like, is one. Just like, great, undeniable connection.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God.
Well, and then all the other ones are like unknowns.
Oh, I want.
But I'll answer the question. Okay, I'll answer the question.
Micah and I don't even have great, undeniable connection.
Yeah, me and Chelsea fight all the time.
Yeah.
Give me 10.
Okay, has to... accept me as a comedian. Has to be like, you're a comedian? That's so hot to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's good that you're gone most nights and weekends.
And I love that you're the funny one.
Okay. You got to like that you're the funny one, too?
Well, no, they have to be like, we have to just be like connecting on sense of humor. Okay. Like they have to be like, you know, we've got to be like riffing and stuff.
They can't find it emasculating that you're funny as a woman.
No, they have to be like, that's so hot.
Yes.
Like when you tell jokes, like I... am erect.
I laughed so hard I nutted.
Yeah. You're so funny. Yeah. Good luck finding that guy.
Yeah. Some fucking creepy Joker ass dude.
Okay, I was exaggerating. Sorry, I'll stop.
Okay.
I'll
be
completely serious.
We got you.
Okay. Yeah, they have to accept me as a comedian. I think it would be great if they loved cooking, if we cooked together.
Oh, okay. All right. Cooking. Great.
That's something I'd love to do together. We have to have fast-paced conversations.
Whoa, it's got
to
be fast.
It's got to be fast. Well, in the beginning, at least. It can slow down. But I don't like a slow... I don't like a lot of silences and
you're
stuff.
You're like a salesman.
We're bantering, you know?
You need a witty repartee.
It doesn't have to be witty, but just, we got to have a lot to say to each other.
It's like an episode of Frasier.
just like, I don't want it to be like, oh, we're having, like, I like, it's like, we got a lot to say to each other, you know?
Oh.
It doesn't have to necessarily be like funny all the time or whatever. But just all like, right. We have, we're talking, you
You're
know?
Talking fast.
We're talking.
What'd you think of this hot dog? Not good. I hear you. Bam, bam. Right back and forth.
Living in a New York minute, you know?
Yeah. All right. You're halfway there. You got five.
I like an anxious guy. Wait, what am I at?
Five.
I'm at five. Okay.
I added humor.
I think, you know, because I'm a comedian, I'd love to, you know, it'd be great if they were a little more normal. Just if,
all right.
If they had like, you know.
Construction worker.
Yeah. Just a normal, regular.
Guy at the dock.
Yeah.
The dock. A well-paying dock.
Yeah. Jobs at the dock are union jobs. They're high-paying.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, really?
Job. Yeah.
Okay.
They're very
the
hard
dock.
To get.
Yeah, a dock worker that's
dock
witty
worker.
And fast.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm kind of making these up. I mean, no, these are, but I'm open to being proven wrong on these. You
okay.
know, it's like love could surprise you.
Guy's unloading a container. He's like, you should have heard the repartee I had with my girl last night.
I'm not it.
She was being so funny.
I was making her sea bass. She was doing the pasta.
All right. We got six.
Okay. Oh, this one is real. They have to like cuddling. I'm a big cuddler.
Wow.
They have to be super touchy.
The cuddler. Oof. All right, you want a touchy man.
Appropriately touchy man.
Yeah.
Big spoon. I don't really like being big spoon. They got to be the big spoon.
Mike is big spoon at our house all the time.
Chelsea big spoons me a lot. I like being little.
And I like...
Doesn't it feel amazing?
I love it.
I like... Well, the reason Mike is big spoon is because she likes to cuddle. I'm not very touchy, but... I also like to point towards the window, and so she's not on that side of the bed. She sleeps on the other side.
That's where I'm at.
So if she wants to cuddle, she got to cuddle on my ass.
Yeah.
Why do you like facing the window?
I don't know. It's just more comfortable. Also, I fell off the lanes at the bowling alley, and now my like side and hip always hurt. So it hurts to like kind of lay on this side of my body.
Yeah. I also have a better side.
Yeah.
But I'll endure pain for cuddling.
Oh,
I'll make it work.
Wow. All right, cuddler.
You hate these.
All right, two more for this perfect man, this perfect dock worker.
Oh,
someone's listening to this right now and they're like, oh my God, I have 8 of 8. Will they hit 10 of 10?
Like a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
What about
like a ripped guy that's fucking jacked as hell?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Tim, don't help. Hold
no,
on.
All right,
what? Two more.
They obviously have to be emotionally intelligent.
Oh.
Like, it can't be like, they have to be an emotional support for me. I can't be like,
wow.
Oh, something's going on. I'll call my friend. It has to be like, no, I'm going
okay.
to my partner.
Oh, okay, emotionally intelligent.
Emotionally intelligent. And they gotta be, make plans, you know, they gotta do something, you know,
a plan,
generally active person.
Having something to do.
Like it could be anything, but they can't be like,
Molly, super. We're going to the movies on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Big planner.
No, just generally like they do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm open on what it is.
Oh, but do stuff in parentheses.
Molly, I'm going to get trash with my friends every night this week.
Okay, not that.
All right, healthy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to AA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a plan.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. That's 10. All right, great job.
I hit 10.
Wow.
Look at that. I think I have two of these.
Really? Which yeah. which two?
I have humor and... maybe just one.
I've got like three, I think.
Do you?
Cooking, humor.
Uh-huh.
And then what are some of the others?
Fast talker.
No.
Accept comedian. You got accept comedian.
I got accept comedian.
You are
yeah,
a
so there's three.
And then, yeah, normal cuddler
well,
emo. Yeah.
You got one out of those?
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
not emotionally intelligent?
No, that's
neither
a big issue.
Are,
yeah.
Neither of us are.
That is... That is a point of contention in my current relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Planner,
Michael,
not a planner.
Michael will be complaining about some shit, and I'll be like, oh, yeah.
There she goes yapping about something again.
What a problem it is. What a problem it is.
Yeah, fast talker. No, I'm not emotionally intelligent. I can't keep up.
Wow.
It takes me too long to think a word sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'll sit there and stare.
Yeah.
And she'll go, what?
I
go,
and I'll be like, wicker basket. I was trying to think of wicker basket.
All right. Well, I hope he's out there. Let's see here.
Molly, what's your phone number in case one of our...
Yeah, put your phone number out here. Well, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but let's see. Were you popular in high school?
Mm.
Why or why not?
I was, I would say yes and no. Okay. I would say, like, I wasn't part of the, like, hot, classic, popular crowd.
Okay. Drug dealer?
What?
Drug dealer?
Yeah.
I was in the drug dealer.
Were you the queen of the schizoids?
What are the schizoids?
I don't know. It's like an 80s term for, I think, like, dorks and stuff. Like, I was the king of the dorks, probably. Yeah. And also the regular school.
Oh, but. So I would say similar. My crowd, I consider us the cooler nerds. Like, we were, like, really good students, but we also, like, had so much fun.
Okay.
Like, we had, like, such a great group of friends. And we would, like, have the most wholesome fun. Like, we didn't drink, and we would play, like, Scattergories. And we were having, like, the time of our life.
Okay. Yeah, that's lame.
But I was internally happy, which is what all life's about.
My group of friends was terrible in school, and we would skip classes and smoke cigarettes and get drunk.
There you go, Tim. Tim's cool.
That was cool. I was the cool guy.
Well, you should come to our Scattergories game. It was a blast.
Yeah. Good luck figuring out what I'm saying through my fucking horrible drunken slurs.
Oh, yeah. So you're a cool nerd. Loved Scattergories. We were the cool nerds,
yeah.
All right. I'm actually similar to that one, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I helped build floats one time.
Jeff,
for homecoming.
What the hell?
I was friends with, like, this group of, like, dorky girls, kind of.
Oh, did they think you were gay?
Probably. I fit right in.
Yeah,
they thought I was hilarious, so I loved them.
You were like their Mario Cantone.
Yeah, I was their Mario Cantone. Let's see. What about this one? Which political issue is the most important to you?
Gary said immigration, and he wants to boot all of them because he says he can be the only immigrant.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Tim
did
not make it up that
he
second
did
part.
Joke answer.
No, I made that up.
He made it up.
Yeah.
He said immigration. He thinks it's moving too fast.
Yeah. He said we're just letting too many of them in. And then he said, speak the language or get out.
Yeah. All right.
So what's yours? Is it that?
Yeah, what's your biggest political issue?
I mean, I would say in general things are going pretty well right now.
Okay. All right.
I'm kidding.
Go ahead. Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's so many, but income inequality seems bad.
You're going income equality?
It does seem bad, but if you look deeper at the issue, it's really not a problem.
Oh, no. Are you going to do that thing where you start to argue it?
No. If you look at the statistics, men usually do the jobs that women don't want. As one of,
there it is. I knew it set them off.
Listen, as one of the have-nots, I think that fucking income inequality sucks. I need to have equal pay to women. I don't even have that.
Yeah, are we going gender income inequality, or are we going, like, 1%er stuff?
Yeah.
I guess both, but, like, I'm thinking about the 1%ers.
We're going 1%ers.
I saw this tweet that said that late-stage capitalism is, like, the end of Game of Monopoly. When, like, one person's just clearly winning the whole thing. So,
yeah.
Oh, no. Capitalism's great.
So, I live... Yeah. You ever let one tweet, like, really, like dictate your thoughts and beliefs?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was it? You saw that?
That one really got
in. I played Monopoly.
I do it all the time. I listen to all these liberal things on YouTube, and I'm like, yes, yes, of course. Of course they're all so bad. And then I hang out with the people. I'm like, this sucks, though.
All right. So income inequality.
I mean, there's a lot of bad ones. That's my one for today.
That's a pretty good one.
Okay.
I like that. All right. I like that one. All right. You made up that last point. You lost by not answering.
What am I at right now?
Who knows? Okay. It's all up in here. I'm calculating in the brain.
Okay.
You're flying all over the place.
I see one negative one and one plus one.
Yeah.
So it looks like zero.
Probably zero.
Okay.
Yeah, it's even.
Yeah. All right. I thought you were talking gender inequality. So, but that was income. That's good.
But it's all included.
Sure. That's part of it. You know, it's why part not? Of it. There's always.
But a Jeff divide. Is right.
I just watched Barbie on a plane yesterday. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Jeff is right, though. Men do want to do the. They
Are
do
you
like
just
getting
to Barbie feminism?
Yeah, I just got there.
Jeff,
yeah.
I just got to feminism. The feminism of the movie Barbie.
Yeah, I just learned it on an American Airlines flight. Let's see. Well, what makes it hard to date as a single woman in today's social society?
Oh, today's interesting.
Social society. Social society.
Did you write that down?
Oh no, I wrote social climate. I wrote social climate.
Ah, yes. That makes a lot more sense.
Well, in today's social society.
Yes.
I mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
Give you a handful. Well, I was just reading this article about how like people are like backlashing against the algorithms.
The algorithm. No algorithm. We think you're good. Push our show.
Yeah. All right. What do you mean they're backlashing?
That people are like trying to find like hacks around the algorithm because they think that like the dating apps are trying to like keep the good people from you. They're just trying to keep you.
Ugly people aren't getting the attractive people that they want in the dating app, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, so it's a bunch also of articles. Me, I'm not getting.
Oh.
Dating app algo.
Well, I'm sorry, Ma. I didn't say anything. It's the algorithm.
The ugly people and me are struggling.
That's what that dating app algos are rough today.
Dating app algos.
Oh, more like the 2010s, huh?
Yeah,
2010s. I know. I met that guy over the old system where you like email each other.
Oh gosh,
it was a dang free for all.
Yeah, it was a free for all. All
right, what else?
New York City. Oh. You know, the hustle and bustle. Oh, everyone's on to the next thing.
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah. You know, people are lonelier and more isolated than ever.
Oh no, isolation.
We're all a little more beholden to the apps, and I think the apps are evil corporations that profit off of our loneliness.
They want to keep you lonely.
They want to keep you lonely.
I mean, essentially, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Give me one more.
One more.
Yeah.
Probably. No offense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
But
I'm getting ready for this one.
To what, Jeff and I, two cool guys? Go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
Well, also two guys who both self-identified as not emotionally intelligent.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that's zero for two.
Oh, okay. So men aren't socially intelligent?
Some of them struggle with that.
Yeah.
But no offense.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Listen, I know where I fall, and I'm not emotionally intelligent. It's my upraising's fault.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So I blame my parents.
Mm-hmm. Probably your mom specifically.
No, my mom was good emotionally because she's Italian. It's my dad's fault. He's Irish.
I was trying to get the thing off of men for once.
Oh. Oh, you know what?
You're trying to blame the mom.
You know what? But this is true.
It all comes back to the women.
now that I think about it, though, a little bit more, it is my mom's fault.
Yeah. Women made it hard for women.
That's right. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Man, bitches be crazy.
Yeah, it's sad to hear.
They be trifling too damn much.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's see here. You ever have a fallout with a friend?
Oh, God.
And what was it?
Yeah. Have you ever yelled at Jeff for being late to the show today?
What?
You were late today, you bitch.
For like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Still I was late. Here right on time.
That was
You were
impressive.
1 minute early.
Yeah, that was very impressive.
Yeah.
I am largely unemployed, so
no
excuses. Not totally unemployed. Have I had a fallout with a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, in elementary school, part of the elementary school just never ending assaults on my soul.
You got hit early.
I got hit early. This is actually probably why I am a comedian. So my best friend moved away after fourth grade, and then I was all alone in fifth grade. And I found this one friend, but it was like a make it work friend. Like we were never, it was like, this is all I've got, you know, like, you know, when you have a friend, but like, they're just fine. Like you're like hoping for better friends.
Oh, like my Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was,
I was gonna do it to Jeff, but then I was like, why? Why would I even do that?
All right, so you got a sub friend.
I got a sub friend, and I don't feel bad saying that. I hope she listens to it. But we were still friends. We hung out all the time, and then I got sick for a week.
Oh no!
I was out of school for a week, and when I came back, she had decided to stop being friends with me.
Oh.
And wow. Got this like whole crew together, and they all like physically like ran away from me on the playground.
Oh no.
It took me a while to figure out they were running away from me. I was like, "Oh, where are we running to?"
Oh, they were running away from me.
They were
you.
Running away from me.
That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. That's such a bummer.
That scarred me for life. So now I'm a comedian.
Wow, she's your origin story.
She's my origin
story. Wow.
Yeah. But to be fair, I guess I never really liked her either. So maybe it was, maybe she did me a favor.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she sniffed it out of you. You know?
Maybe she could
She's
tell.
She's like, this has all been fake. Oh, wow. She just ruined you. And now that's why you're unemployed doing this bad podcast.
This is a good podcast.
I am employed.
Sniffed it out of you.
Not entirely, but.
Yeah, you keep adding that not entirely.
Yeah, I'm.
What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah, how you're half employed.
Yeah.
I'm a recruiter.
Oh, you recruit
for the army?
No. Can you imagine me recruiting for the
U.S. Get in here, you little maggot.
I would love to recruit for the army.
Really?
I'd be good at it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, look, you get to kill.
Yeah. You get to watch a life leave some fucking piece of shit's eyes that like, hates America.
Showing them fucked up videos on YouTube.
This could be you. Look at how this guy got beheaded. Isn't that cool?
You recruit for businesses and stuff?
I recruit for businesses.
Oh, wow. Not full time, though. let's see. What's something you've done that haunts you?
Oh, yeah.
That haunts me.
Yeah, you ever got one of those things where you're in a shower, you're just going, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yes. Oh,
like
I
like you invited
one.
All the girls you didn't know that were cool at the pool to your party, and none of them showed up when you were in sixth grade.
Oh no, Tim!
Now, I didn't do that. It's just an example of what someone could have done.
Tim, wait, what's yours? What haunts?
Oh, you'll never know.
I'll never know.
I don't answer the question.
You don't answer the question.
If you want to ask Jeff what haunts him, you can sign up to patreon.com/toughquestions, and then he has to answer.
Yeah, I'll answer on the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
If you want to get to me, you got to pay for it.
Man, yeah. those Patreons are really enticing. Oh, that's what they get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get all kinds of tiers. Ask Jeff. Watch us ask Jeff. We get two kinds of fucking tiers.
Now that you say it that way, it's actually not that enticing. Mm-hmm. But what haunts me? Well, this is the one that always comes up for me for some reason. I rented an apartment for a summer in Berkeley, California. That I like basically never stayed in. I just threw away like thousands of dollars for a summer.
What? Yeah. Why?
I thought I wanted to spend a summer in Berkeley, and then I realized I could just stay at home with my parents and get free food there and be a lot more comfortable. And I just.
Jim's face.
And I threw away like all this money on this
I'm just listening. I'm not even judging.
What?
No, it makes sense. How far were your parents from Berkeley?
They were like an hour away.
Oh, okay.
Wait, was this your first apartment?
It was the first apartment I ever like sublet for a summer. Yeah.
You just never stayed there.
Well, I was taking a summer course at UC Berkeley. Uh-huh. And so I was like, oh, well, I'll need to stay in Berkeley. And then it turned out, no, I don't. And I just... basically like you know when you just like light money on fire.
You just rented an apartment too afraid to leave the coop, huh?
Yeah, and I just lit a bunch of money on fire and I'll never get it back.
That's what it was. Can't
and
leave
I
mom
still
and dad.
I still think about it.
Wow.
There's probably more haunting things, but for some reason that one just like really stinks.
That sounds like, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's something where you're like, why did I do that?
Cuz I could like have that I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
You ever bring that up in therapy?
No, I like. I really don't even like talking about it.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I hate that it happened.
Oh, that is good. Then.
I don't know why it bothers me so much. Yeah. But I
lived alone for several years in my own apartment, but I would go back all the time. But I would go to my parents' house, eat their food, use their laundry, and then I would just go hang out alone at my apartment.
Yeah.
Which was, I thought, the best part is I got to use all their stuff, and then I could just go be alone in my apartment.
Yeah, I don't like being alone that much.
Neither does Jeff.
I don't like revel. Like,
yeah, yeah. I'm not an alone.
Oh, really?
Either. Oh no.
You're an extrovert.
I don't know. I'm like an introverted extrovert, I think.
Mm. One of Jeff's those. Just a sad, lonely man.
I am not a sad, lonely
what
man.
Is, whatever sad and lonely is what Jeff is.
I did watch the Super Bowl alone. Me and Birdie just hung out in the bed and watched the Super Bowl.
Is your dog named Birdie? Mm-hmm. My friend's dog is named Birdie.
Oh, look at that. You like that too? Wow.
Hacky dog name.
Oh, all right. Well, Chelsea named it. All right. If you could slow dance with anyone, who would it be and what song?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my celebrity crush is Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, hot guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pick, if this is my one chance. Well, maybe.
You can slow dance with anyone on the planet.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm going to, this is my chance with Daniel Craig. I'm going to pick him.
Daniel Craig.
Damn, James Bond himself.
James Bond himself.
Wow. What song are you picking?
What song? Oh.
Tootsie Roll?
Yes. The Electric Slide.
What's a classic, what are the classic like slow dance songs?
Androgynous by The Replacements.
What?
It's just a slow song.
Maybe Skyfall.
You'd pick Skyfall from Skyfall?
Yeah, it's from Skyfall.
He hates it. Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah, he's like,
I guess. Okay, cool.
He like can't. He can't wait till it's over.
He's pissed the entire time you're dancing.
Skyfall. Say you're James Bond once.
Yeah.
It's me, James Bond.
Say
I don't care if he hates it. I'll be wrapped in his strong arms.
Yeah.
Say you're boned, James Bone.
Daniel Craig dancing to Skyfall. I love that. That's a great answer. All right, good one. Good answer. Okay, mental track. Let's see here. What country would you like to visit and why?
Oh, is it Jakarta?
No. Oh, why? Okay.
Jeff didn't
that's
know
not a
that.
Country, that's a city, by the way.
Jakarta's a city?
Uh-huh.
I thought Gary said it was a country.
No, it's a city in Indonesia.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Last podcast, I thought Jakarta was in the Philippines.
And then Gary said it was a country, and I believed him because he's from the damn Philippines.
No, I think he said it was in the Philippines.
Oh.
Anyways, we don't need to recap what I screwed up. It doesn't matter. It didn't even happen. Molly.
I.
What country?
So. I like a vacation where I lie around and read books all day. I don't love an adventure vacation as much as a lying down vacation. So I would pick like a beautiful beachy place.
All right, which one?
There's
tons to choose from.
I might pick Tahiti.
Wow.
Oh.
I want to just be in like a luxury bungalow over the water and that's all.
Just a luxury bungalow, reading your books in Tahiti.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your next... Oh, okay. I mean, honestly, I think that's attainable.
Yeah.
You could do it. Just you got to recruit a few more people, get the fucking cash from that.
Yeah,
and head on over to Tahiti.
Yeah.
And then you get to read what book you're reading.
Encyclopedia Brown.
That's also from the last podcast. You keep calling back.
It's
the same day.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, Molly was not at.
The listeners listen to it.
What book?
Yeah, what book do you want to read in Tahiti?
Oh, I finally want to read that book, The Secret History. You know that book?
No, what's that?
Everyone loves it, and I've never read it. And
The Secret History?
Yeah.
Of what?
You've never even heard of it? No, it's just The Secret History.
The Secret History.
Yeah. Do you read?
Yes. I've been reading a Warhammer book lately.
Okay.
Warhammer book?
It's about space marines.
Okay.
What's The Secret History about?
It's about I've read the beginning twice, but in Tahiti, I'm going to power
through. The Secret History is the first novel by American author Donna Tartt.
Oh, Donna Tartt.
Yeah. Published published by Alfred A. Knopf.
Know who Donna Tartt is. She wrote The Goldfinch. It won the Pulitzer.
I read Warhammer.
It's set in New England. The campus novel tells the story of a closely knit group of six classic students.
Oh, classic
at
students.
At Hampton College.
Classic students. Not classic students.
Oh. Oh, this is like some shit. What's that? Oh, Captain, My Captain shit?
Maybe.
The Dead Poets Society?
Yeah.
Is this just a ripoff of that?
Maybe.
No.
You have to read it.
It's I mean, I only read the first 50 pages.
So. Oh, elite liberal arts college located in Vermont based upon Bennington College. Here's what I can tell you about this.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I was thinking the same thing. Snooze fast.
Yeah. I'll just go watch the holdovers.
Yeah. I'll stay with my space marines.
Yeah.
Fighting bugs.
I'll continue with my biography of the Replacements that I've been listening to on tape.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
That sounds nice. Let's see here. We talked about dating earlier. Let's go back. What is your favorite? What's your favorite thing about men?
Oh,
that's not physical.
That's not physical.
Not physical.
Nah, you can't say they're big old dripping hogs.
You can't say they're giant wieners.
No.
Or their chiseled jaws, or hard pecs, washboard abs.
So it has to be kind of like a generalization about men.
Beautiful, delicious asses. Yeah. Can't say that either.
Deep eyes.
Deep eyes.
Hairlines.
Gorgeous muscles you just want to kiss. None of that. Yeah.
I can't think of any.
Deep sexual voices.
Something abstract.
Yeah,
something abstract.
Yeah. Not their gorgeous DSLs.
Yeah.
What are
dick sucking lips?
Yes.
All right. Calloused, hardworking hands.
That's right.
Yeah. Favorite thing about them.
Favorite thing about them.
About men. You got just one thing.
Yeah,
just
one friggin' thing.
Their great podcast host could be an answer.
Yeah, their podcast. Yeah. Their podcast.
No, you can't say that one. That was mine.
Yeah, that's Tim's. I agree with Tim's too. Men have the best podcast.
Name a bad podcast. Okay, best podcast.
How about their knowledge of obscure cinema?
Oh, that's good. That's actually pretty good.
That's good.
Wow. All right.
Now let's name the best male podcasters. Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, me.
All right. Knowledge of obscure cinema. And he just did pull out the holdovers.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that obscure. It's nominated for several Oscars.
All right. Whatever. You're really sounding like a
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of some obscure cinema facts.
Oh.
I'm drawing a blank. Oh, no. I'm a terrible man.
You really sound like Roger Ebert talking about the first time that he saw. Fuck.
Yeah, you lost it.
You
too.
Both tried and failed at that.
Now when the pressure was on, it has to come out naturally. You know,
it has to be like what's that movie?
Gremlins and how it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
What is
Die
it?
Hard and how it's a Christmas movie.
What's that movie? The 21 Blows or something? The 40 Blows. You know
21 one? Blows? 21 Jump Street.
No.
Oh, I know you're
You know what
about.
I'm talking about.
What? Yeah.
21 Blows.
I think it's called 40 Blows.
Men, 40 Blows. Men love that movie.
40 Blows?
I've never seen it, and I frankly don't want to see it now that I know that men like it.
I never heard of this.
I like feminine-ass movies like Finding Neverland.
Okay, Tim, look that up. Look up 40 Blows while I read this next question.
I got it.
Because if this is a movie that men like, and me being such a very 100% man.
Yeah, kind of a guy's guy.
Yeah, I'm a total dude's dude. I sound like I need to see it.
You know what movie men like?
What?
Fucking Fight Club.
I was gonna
yeah, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I like that too.
Guy Ritchie.
What about Drive? I love that movie.
Drive's great.
Yeah.
The 400 Blows.
The 400 Blows. Yeah.
It's a 1959 French coming of age drama, a movie that men would love.
What? I'm out.
Yeah. All people right. are like, Tim, you're a man. What's your favorite thing? I go, 1950s French coming of age drama.
Yeah, that's a movie men love. I'm bi.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what? Being bi makes you less of a man? In fact, it makes you more of a man because you have more men inside you.
That's true. All right, that's why I'm such a man. I'm bi.
Yeah.
What TV show do you absolutely recommend?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about Severance earlier. I recommend that a lot. I think that show is amazing.
That's what you give me? That's what you absolutely
recommend. No. I'm. That was the brainstorming part.
Okay, all right. That's not the answer.
Severance
is an incredible show, though.
Didn't finish it.
I think my most recommended show that not everyone has seen is Veronica Mars.
Oh, okay.
That is like a show that holds a special place in my heart.
Oh, Veronica Mars.
Love that show.
There was a right answer, and you got it wrong.
Was it the Gilmore Girls?
What was the right answer?
The right answer was obviously a Firefly.
I have seen Firefly.
Joss Whedon
hasn't.
Have you seen this was like my one characteristic for a long time. Have you seen Battlestar Galactica?
I've seen parts, but okay. No, I haven't seen the
show. You would like it if you like Firefly.
Probably would. Chelsea loves it.
Yeah, you would love it if you're reading your Warhammer books.
I probably would. But wait, what was your characteristic that you liked that show?
I just thought it was cool that like I was a girl and I liked Battlestar Galactica. This was like 10 years ago.
No, that is super cool.
And I would mention it all the time.
Oh, I bet you would.
Guys, you'll never believe it.
To be honest, I actually never finished the series.
I met a girl that loves Battlestar Galactica.
No way.
It's made me more emotionally available.
Wow, a girl likes it?
That's right.
Oh, my God. Do you think she'll like the 400 blows?
Yeah. You know what a show I think that people should watch?
What?
American Gladiator.
That is a good show.
Pretty cool. Tough, you get to see tough hot guys out there gladiatoring it up.
Yeah,
tough hot ladies.
Glazer. What about this one here? You spoke of her earlier. Are you still in touch with your childhood best friend?
I guess at this point, like, not really. But,
not really.
Yeah, but like we.
We got some kind of something.
No. We're like Facebook friends and
Facebook friends. Yeah. Why just Facebook friends? Why aren't you messaging each other?
Hey, remember when we were best friends?
Yeah.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah. Why aren't you like just tossing her an FB message? You know. Have you seen Veronica Mars?
Gendered speech, Jeff. It could be a guy. We don't know.
Well, she said earlier in the elementary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I assume it was the one that moved away.
Yeah, I think we just live in different parts of the country.
Don't even want to talk, huh?
Where does she live? Tucson, Arizona?
No.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
All right. So you have the capability, but I'll just write down refusing to connect.
Yeah.
Put scared, too.
Can you write down very bad blood?
Yeah. Bad blood.
Wow. It's Taylor Swift.
All right. Well, it's sad to see, but at least you get to look at her pictures of her kids when she posts them. Does she have kids? Was I right?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'll write down even worse than I thought.
Doesn't even look at the cheeks, fat, ugly children.
But I love her. I hope she's doing well.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do. Let's see here. What the heck? What did I write there? Sometimes I can't read my own writing. We'll just move to the next question, and I'll read that as you answer.
Your handwriting's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's real bad.
It's real bad. What the hell was that?
It came out because my nose is kind of plugged. What do you wish your parents did differently?
Oh,
interesting. Oh, yeah. We don't know if either of them love you at all because you refuse to answer that.
Apparently they love everybody the same exact amount.
So maybe love you more?
Well, I know. My parents love me a lot. They know this. I wish we had more rules and discipline.
Whoa, too free.
Very, very free, yeah.
What the hell? You needed more rules.
Did you have a lot of rules and discipline?
Yeah, I had a lot of rules, yeah, and that's why I broke away from them and was cool as hell getting drunk with my friends.
You wanted more rules and you're just too free and playing Scattergories.
Well, we did.
Sounds like you were fine.
We had we had one
chore. Can I have a freaking bedtime? I'm tired as hell.
I've been pulling all nighters. I'm exhausted. we were really good students, but in adulthood, I'll speak for myself. It like has taken me a long time to like become like an actual like I didn't have any. I had one chore. My chore was wiping half of the table after dinner, and my sister's chore was wiping the other half.
Okay, and it's a full table.
And we didn't even do it. We would like complain about it, I think.
Oh, you wouldn't wipe the half of the table?
I think we did it most nights, but sometimes I'd be like, oh, fuck this.
All right. Cowardly parents.
We wouldn't even get a chance to wipe down the table. My mom was like a fucking Tasmanian devil of cleaning.
Yeah?
My mom's house is the cleanest place you've ever been in your life.
Clean house, huh?
Oh, it's insane. She smokes inside. You have no idea.
Are you clean as an adult?
No, I'm as clean as everyone else. So
you are average clean, I will say.
I'm average clean, but if I'm living in a place where everyone's incredibly clean because I lived with my mom, I can be incredibly clean. I don't really care. But then I have my own little area that is pure chaos. Like my desk at home is just it's an insane mismatch of chaos.
Yeah.
So I have to sit in my trash a little bit.
You're just doing the trash.
You wanted more discipline, more rules, so you could handle adulthood better?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're blaming them for this unemployment. You're that mom and dad? Ground rules, no, you'd have a job by now.
This is on you, you pieces of shit.
Yeah.
No, I do not blame them for that. But I do wish that I had more rules and discipline.
I think they were doing great. You sound like a great kid.
Yeah.
I think
anyone would be very happy to have you as a child.
Yeah. Oh, our daughter has played Scattergories and she's a popular
I was a great kid, yeah. No, I had a great childhood. But I did well with like the structure of school, but it's tough without that structure. Oh, yeah. I also like have ADHD, so maybe that's it. Yeah.
So they led you down a path to heroin, it sounds like.
Oh, yes.
I'm kind of down and out now.
I think they did great. All right. So that's going to cost you. Let's see here.
Did you figure out what that question is, Jeff?
Yeah, I did. I figured it out. I wrote the word starting. I skipped over a few letters. When I do ing, I just do g. I don't add in.
You also don't know how to spell at all.
No, I know how to spell starting, but when I go start,
when
I just
did
put
you
g.
cut the in?
I cut a lot of random letters.
One time in our group chat, Jeff spelled paid PAYED.
I cannot spell. I can spell it. I was typing fast.
It doesn't mean you have to. Just when you type quickly doesn't mean it needs to be wrong.
I don't fly.
Jeff, no one gets that one that wrong.
When I spell and write, it's like this. I just grab what I see.
Oh my God. Jeff's like
buying vowels.
Yeah. Jeff's like whatever the opposite of a beautiful mind is.
Yeah, hideous mind.
Yeah.
How important is starting a family to you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh
God. Yeah, this one, I mean... It does seem like having kids is like the greatest love you'll ever know.
I mean, that is what I hear.
Yeah. That is really appealing.
If it's anything like the cat sitting on my lap, then I can't wait.
Do you have a cat?
Yeah.
I
love her.
I do think it's the greatest love you'll ever know. And that is really appealing.
Okay. There it is.
I just don't like I'm not sure about the full-timeness of it. Like that, like once you're a parent, like you're a parent 24/7.
Well, you got to set ground rules and be disciplined.
Yeah. Like
these kids got to clean at least half of a table.
At least half of the table. You got to have a second kid to clean the other half.
Yeah. These days you got to have at least two kids. You want the whole table to get clean.
Yeah, you don't have half a clean table.
So you're selfish with your time, it sounds like, and you don't want to give it up for the love of a child.
Wow, harsh.
Wow. I don't know how that's harsh. It's what you said.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Those are the two things that I wrestle with.
Okay, so how important is it?
I'm gonna give it a TBD.
TBD.
Wow.
To be determined.
To be determined.
You're not gonna.
Okay, like I'm gonna six. Give it a. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a six. Yeah.
Yeah. Six. You're kind of like a somewhat.
I'm gonna give it a somewhat.
Somewhat important. All right.
Also,
important.
Like, is the world ending? Like,
oh,
I need.
Who cares about that? You're one of those.
What?
We'll be fine.
Everything will be fine. The scientists will just fix it.
Yeah, they'll fix it. You know, there's a billion people. At least 100 of them are brilliant.
Everyone's like, if the bees all die, we only have 100 years. Yeah, they have 100 years to figure out how to make synthetic bees.
Yeah, they'll make robot bees.
Yeah, you know? We'll be fine.
Somebody will figure it out.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a guy once who we were talking about climate change. And I was like, yeah, you know, I do really worry about it. And he was like, oh, they'll do one of the following three things to fix that. And then he like rattled off three things.
What were the three things?
I cannot remember.
Oh,
he said them so authoritatively.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's probably because he's right and smart.
Yeah.
Here's what I think they should do. They should take air purifiers, just big, huge ones, and put them under a plane and then just fly the plane around and purify the air, get all the carcinogens out.
Scrub all the air out.
Yeah.
There you go. You should add this to the thing you like about men that's not physical.
Yeah.
Problem solvers.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah,
good idea.
Yeah,
they can take big air purifiers and put them in the rivers and purify the river water.
Yeah, yeah. Great idea, machines. Wow. All
right. They do have that right now. They've got these little systems where they bring the trash in and they're pulling the trash out and recycling the trash in rivers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see that in a reel?
I saw it on Mr. Beast's channel.
All right. Last question here.
Oh, we're down to it.
Stand-up comedian.
Mm.
What stand-ups got you into comedy?
Who were your guys?
Yeah.
Who were my guys?
Yeah, your stand-up guys.
Oh, I know. He gendered it. Unbelievable. Gendered
I'm sorry. We don't listen to Mark Maron, apparently.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, it's what he says. That's why I say it. He says it every episode. He goes, who are your guys?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've had no idea.
You didn't know that was
I had no idea that's what he said.
I'm mocking Mark Maron every episode.
Hilarious.
I feel like I have a weird answer to this.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's great. We like firsts if they're firsts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it kind of, like, is just something I started doing. Like, I loved my comedians who I loved, like, when I was younger were Conan. And, Ellen. I really liked Ellen's HBO special.
Okay.
Here and now. I've
had Ellen before.
Ellen DeGenerate. I like the Sweeties.
Who?
I like the Sweeties.
The Sweeties?
But like, I guess she's not. I guess she kind of got canceled.
She's but a faux Sweetie.
Yeah, I like the.
Sweet, nice people.
Yeah.
All right. So we got
those
Ellen
are always
Conan.
The worst ones behind
and
the
I
scenes.
And I like Conan. I love like how quirky he is. I love that kind of.
All right.
But then I was one of those people who like got into improv when everyone was doing improv. And then I got into stand up from there.
Oh, okay. All right. A little improv, then you moved over.
So I wasn't really like consuming a ton of stand up.
Write down Ryan Stiles.
Yeah. Ryan Stiles. Yeah. Wayne Brady.
Can you write down the points don't matter?
Okay.
No, that's good. Conan, Ellen, Sweetie comedians.
Yeah. Mm. I'll write down Lily Tomlin.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too. Lily Tomlin's great. It's our first Lily Tomlin, I think.
Yeah, that's our first Tomlin. Great job. Okay. So let's see here.
The incredible shrinking woman herself.
Let's see. Somewhat wants kids, worried about the atmosphere that will be solved.
Yeah, we'll solve it.
Yeah, somebody's solving that. You know, they'll figure it out. Might even be Tim.
I mean, these air purifiers.
I feel confident
ideas.
That it won't be.
Oh, you don't think a big air purifier that we fly under a plane is going to do it?
Yeah, we got the planes.
Yeah.
There's tons of planes up there.
Yeah.
You know?
So some big air purifiers under them.
Yeah. Have a bunch of kids. They can screw them to the planes. We need workers for these air purifiers.
I used to work at Sharper Image. We would sell air purifiers all the time. They worked.
They worked. All right, let's see here. You rented an apartment that you never went to. You got to figure that out.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. You moved once, lost your friends. One percenters are the problem.
Huge. I know that's right.
Wouldn't answer one. Ugh, we'll never know.
Who loves her the most?
Yep.
A question that will go unsolved.
Yep, it'll keep our listeners up at night. And that date sounds wonderful. I'm going to give you a solid 7 out of 10.
Ooh.
I'll give you a 7 out of 10.
The guy before me got a 9.
Oh, Gary knocked it out of the park.
Gary was so open, I told him to close it up a little bit.
Yeah. He was answering things he said he never said out loud before.
Yeah.
We were having some breakthroughs with Gary.
It was an incredible episode.
Have you ever lost sleep over something you've said on this podcast?
Me? Yeah. No. Nope. I don't think so.
Surprising, I think me more than you, and I also have not.
Yeah, if anyone's going to be getting in trouble, it's you.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And on my other show.
Yeah, you do say wild things.
Well, whatever, I don't care. I think we'll take it. What are you going to take away? Yeah, I have nothing.
You do have nothing to lose. All right, Molly, since you got over a 5, you can do your plugs.
Mm.
Where can people find you, listen to, go to?
What do you got?
The whole thing.
Okay, should I say it to the camera?
Oh, yes, yeah. Talk right to the people.
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Molly_Brenner. and come to my show, Good Girl Comedy, Friends and Lovers, on Thursday of the month.
At what time?
At 8 p.m.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Great show. I've done it before.
Yeah.
I've never done it. Maybe I never will.
Well, so sorry, but we're not weekly anymore. We're monthly, so it might take us a second to get back.
Oh, no, but
we got you on the list.
Oh, no, no, no,
you're on the list.
No, no.
You're on the list. We'll keep you in mind.
I don't want to do it. You can follow me at hot_comic69 on Instagram, of course. You can listen to the Great Hang podcast with myself and Micah Fox. And you can check out the Patreon at patreon.com/toughquestions, where you can ask a question to any of our guests coming up, or you can ask a question to Jeff Sheen that he has to answer on the Patreon. So sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/toughquestions. I need the money. My life is in shambles. Jeff, go ahead.
And I'm always at New York Jeffrey. Goodbye.
Bye.